The next patient is William Duncan. The last name is D-U-N-C-A-N. This is the clinical case of a 72-year-old white male that 2.5 weeks ago was taken to surgery by Dr. Galino, G-O-L-I-N-O, and put a clip in the mitral valve. The patient improves the ability to walk, and he has been able to be more active. There was no evidence of episodes of congestive heart failure, and the procedure was successful. The patient is happy about that, about it. Following number, the patient has atherosclerotic heart disease, and he has several PCIs. He's followed with by Dr. Athapan, A-T-H-A-P-A-N. He has an appointment tomorrow, and the question for Dr. Athapan is whether or not he qualifies for cardiac rehab. That will be good for him. Following number, the patient has a peripheral vascular disease. Apparently, there was some complication from the prior interventions when he went to Fort Pierce. The name of the hospital was Longwood. They did a invasive procedure in the coronaries, and sequela of the in the femoral area compromising the circulation was present and was corrected for Dr. Athapan, A-T-H-A-P-A-N. Following number. We follow the patient because of the presence of significant proteinuria. The patient has been approached with the administration of a SGLT2 inhibitor, full dose, the Jardiance 25, and he's also on Kerendia, 20 milligrams every day, no evidence of hyperkalemia. The proteinuria is traced. Quantification of the proteinuria hasn't been done because they didn't use my orders for laboratory workup. We have a urinalysis in which the proteinuria is traced. In other words, it is less than 1 gram in 24 hours, which is commendable, even though they had to stop these medications prior to the cardiovascular procedure. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, a history of nephrolithiasis that has been dormant. The patient has a following number, hyperuricemia that is under control. We are going to reevaluate the uric acid during the next visit. The patient has Barrett's esophagus, hyperlipidemia, the total cholesterol is 115, HDL 38, and the LDL is 51. The triglycerides are slightly elevated. He has a history of a chronic kidney disease stage B. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. I have to point out that this patient gained 17 pounds of body weight during the whole process of the surgical intervention in the mitral valve. I explained to the patient that he cannot continue to drink the amount of fluid that he drinks. He doesn't have significant edema, but part of the weight gain is fluid. He needs a very close follow-up because he has been very sick lately. Reevaluation in 3 months.